Ready?
Yep.
Welcome to Sleepy Time Tea Podcast, where two grown men sit in the same bed that Norman farts in every single night. Enjoy.
Thank you to Steph Fudge for that wonderful introduction.
I feel like your heart's not into it.
Yeah, that was good. That was heartfelt. And by heartfelt, I mean the feeling in my heart from my probably degenerative heart disease.
I don't think
you... What word did I just say?
I think you're going for... Degenerative?
Yeah, what did I say?
I don't know.
Well, let's listen back.
I have no idea.
Welcome to Sleepy Time Tea. I'm Norman, your co-host for the evening.
And I'm Tom, your co-host for the evening.
Well, it's evening now.
It is evening.
It is. It's the first day of spring. Happy first day of spring, everyone. Well, you said you didn't want people to know when we recorded it.
I don't care anymore.
Okay, good.
It's Saturday night. We usually record on a Thursday, but I was sick.
And then, well, we were supposed to record on a Thursday, and then on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And now on a Saturday. But this is fresh.
Fresh.
This is the first time we're recording without having, like, a episode before the episode. So we can report, this is cohesive.
That wasn't, but I'll just go ahead and...
That wasn't coherent.
Right, okay.
No, I meant, like, this is the first time that we'll be...
We don't have one banked.
Right, yeah.
In our bank. Yeah.
I don't have much in the bank, my friend. Because the stimmy hasn't hit me.
You'll get that stimmy.
In the mail? That's egregious. Bada bing.
So I haven't seen you in a while. What's going on?
Working.
Sure.
Passing them tests.
Sure.
Up in them ranks. I'm gonna have what's called seniority, dude.
You're gonna get tenure.
Essentially.
You'll have tenure.
Man, come to think of it, that's one thing that I've just always wanted tenure.
Yeah.
Speechless, dude.
Speechless.
Speechless. What's been going on? I got a thing of blue jello. That was quite good.
You told me, I think it was Tuesday, to remind you about a story of Walmart.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot that. Because, like, I thought about it when you were here earlier. I'm like, oh, he's going to ask about that.
Yeah.
But now in this moment, and the way that you looked at your phone or your iWatch, and you were just, like, you set me up to spike that ball, dude. I was at Walmart the other day. That's where I got the blue jello.
Is it blue raspberry?
Yeah.
Or is it, like, Gatorade, where it's, like...
No, ew, gross.
Blue...
Awful.
Like the flavor.
Oh, no, I thought jello that tastes like Gatorade or gross.
No. Like how blue Gatorade is like glacial freeze or something like that.
Blue Gatorade's glacial freeze. Anyway, it's this blue raspberry flavor that is jello's own thing. I think Bill Cosby actually invented that flavor because he liked the jello pudding.
Right.
This is humor at its best.
A little dated, but that's all right.
I can't say that.
Listen, I can hear myself breathing, so I feel very bad for everybody.
And right now, I'm holding my breath as best I can. I'm going to pass out.
This is going to be rough, but we'll make it through.
Yeah, listen, guys, we breathe like fat assholes.
Because we are.
There it is. Yes. Hey, what are they talking about? Walmart. So I'm standing at the fucking deli counter. Yeah.
Which Walmart?
This is in Taylor, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And
for anybody who doesn't know,
oh my God,
Walmart is a
conglomerate
from
Arkansas. That's where Sam Walton's from.
And it's just a store that we have here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and all over the fucking world.
Are they?
I think there's Walmarts in England.
You're right.
Actually.
No, I knew that they're all over.
I think they are, right? Hey, we have English listeners.
Yeah, we do.
Hold on. Okay, I know the last episode was incoherent, and I was gonna. I was gonna wait until the end of the episode.
Sure.
But I'll just do this now before my Walmart. We'll get after this. We'll go back to the Walmart story, then continue. For our first welcome video was from my friend Emma from England. Are you just looking at your watch?
No, I know, because it buzzes and I'm like, oh, it's a reaction, but it's just telling me
stop. We're tangenting. It's telling you to breathe.
Yeah. Even a minute of breathing helps you focus. But the more I breathe,
take that thing off your fucking wrist.
The more
wrist.
I breathe on here, the harder it is for people to hear.
Anyway, Emma from England sent a nice care package, some dog treats for Ozzy, some Easter bunny shaped Kit Kats. They were phenomenal.
Sure.
You didn't have.
I didn't have any.
Those were daddy's.
No, that's fine.
And then I have a little something for you.
What? Oh my God! Is that your penis?
Ding 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 ding.
Holy shit.
Yeah, for Padding Tom.
Hang on, because I might.
Padding Tom 2.
This is not. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Isn't that sick?
Thank you. This is honestly the best thing.
I was gonna put it in like a little frame with like a velvet background, but I'm very lazy.
These are fucking awesome.
Isn't it?
I feel weird that I'm so old and I'm so obsessed with.
Dude, I love collecting shit. I just said to Erica I want to get like more shells for my pop vinyl. Do you remember how much pop vinyl I used to have? Oh my God, we're doing we're gonna have another tangent episode.
We're going incoherent.
Yeah. Okay. I used to have a lot of pop vinyl. That's all that matters.
They were fun. I was just gifted 4 wonderful Paddington coins. That was awesome.
Yeah. They're from England.
From England.
Apparently they're very racist.
These coins?
No, the royals.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Did you watch the whole thing? That was so long ago, wasn't it?
I think that was the last time we recorded.
Alright. Fuck that. Fuck them. Fuck them all. They're not our country. They can leave.
No, I'm saying I think it happened.
The royals and
like,
shit.
I think that happened, that event, the Oprah interview happened the last time we recorded.
And then I laughed, and then I said to brush it away, I said, fuck the royals.
Listen.
Kate Middleton, though.
Alright, let's time out for a second.
Uh-huh.
Because that's wrong.
What do you mean?
Isn't it?
Saying fuck the royals?
Isn't Kate Middleton...
No, Kate Middleton's the late... The...
Oh, I think of Kate Upton.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. Oh, she's Kate Upton's the she's big, the
she's got the big knockers.
Jesus. All right.
All right.
It's fucking 1992
here. Back to 1992, and I apologize. So you were going to say, I'm going to try and keep this on track here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
You were going to tell me the Walmart story.
Walmart story. That's a quick story. We'll just make, cuz like I'm less mad about it now.
Okay.
Official dog of the podcast. Did I just say that like
yeah.
A southern well there's the official dog of the podcast.
All of that.
No, don't take out that.
You need to know. Alright. Okay. Walmart. So you're not as mad.
Yeah. So I'm looking at my phone waiting for this old guy to fucking get his food. His lunch meat. Like literally 5 different things. If you're going to get that many things, get the fucking tub, Tupperware.
Right.
Of it. That's in the little cooler over there by the Clawson Pickles. You ever have Clawson Pickles, dude?
No.
I love pickles. I digress. There's a guy, he's there. I'm looking at my phone, I'm leaning on the cart, you know, whatever the fuck I'm doing. And then all of a sudden, a man's hand comes in front of my face with a phone in it. And on the phone, a picture of a fat man. And I look up and I go, yeah? And he goes, 417 pounds. And I go, okay. He goes, don't let him do it to you. Do it yourself. And I went, what? Like, at this point, speechless.
Right.
I've had old man after old man tell me how fat I am. Like, remember the story from the movie theater? When the guy just kept asking me how much I weighed, wouldn't even go into his movie.
No.
Yeah, Craig had to come down and tell him to fucking leave.
Walmart. Okay.
I'm just saying.
So you're sick.
In Dollar Tree one time, some old guy was like, he's like, you're a big guy. And I was like, yeah. Like, I get it, dude. Right. Got it.
Yeah.
Have the issues.
Right.
read all the pamphlets, watched the tapes. That's an LCD sound system reference for those in the know. But he goes, you're a big guy. Don't get sick. Okay.
What?
Yeah. Old men need to tell me how fat I am.
But like sick how?
Don't get sickly. It's worse for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that was like a COVID. This is like years and years and years ago, but still, he knew about COVID.
Yeah.
But I got COVID anyway.
What?
What if he knew that me getting COVID could save the world?
I can guarantee that I'm not the only one that has no idea where you're going.
What? I'm not going anywhere. What if I have COVID, right? So my blood's different, right?
Okay.
I'm different.
Yeah.
You know?
You sure are. So you're... Okay.
Anyway, this guy fucking tells me to do it myself.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, guy? So apparently this guy got gastric bypass surgery.
Right.
And then, like, it was very terrible to him. But, like, oh, here you are alive, like, 19 years later, and you're, like, thin. You look fine. You're a fucking asshole.
Right.
For, like, what, like, but this is the worst part. He's like, do it yourself. Don't let him do it to you. I don't know why I changed his accent. But, he's like, I know I'm a rude son of a bitch. And I go, yeah. And I'm like, I didn't even say anything. Like, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
If you need to tell me how fat I am, do it quickly. Don't take up too much of my time. All right? Happens enough.
That goes for the listeners, too.
Yeah, especially the person we thanked at the top of the podcast. Stop telling me how fat I am.
No.
No, she doesn't do that. She's very nice. She's, egregious.
You really like that.
The word of the day.
I need to know what episode it's from of Frasier.
I don't remember.
I'll find it.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
We were on Walmart.
Right. So yeah, it's just another fucking that was like the weirdest one because of the phone and everything.
Yeah.
And like
did it's pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 6 foot, dude.
Yeah, 6 foot, dude.
You know this guy was small.
Oh. How did he get the phone? Never mind. I don't.
Well, I mean, he just has to put it in front of my face.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
He wasn't. I don't mean he was like Lego size.
Right.
He was just small, not, shorter in stature than my
son. That one movie that you hated.
That was not a good movie.
I know.
That was a bummer. Speaking of movies, are you ready?
Yeah.
For the Oscars?
Oh.
Oh, what were we talking about?
No, I mean we can go. I don't. We're gonna talk about the Oscars. I don't really care this year.
What? Why?
Because I don't care.
What don't you care about? What's going on?
About the Oscars. I don't know. There's just nothing interesting. I feel like things were just thrown in there to...
Well, the Oscars have a new rules. They have a new rule set now.
Oh, tell me.
They have to be inclusive to be nominated.
What?
The films need to be inclusive. There's certain criteria they have to meet. Like, before, a movie had to be shown in theaters.
Right.
That's how you got nominated for an Oscar. Now, there's very specific... The new... Hold on, let me Google it. Because I was just reading about it the other day. This category, movies must have one of the following. At least one lead or significant supporting actor from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group, or at least 30% of the cast in secondary and minor roles from two underrepresented identity groups, or a main storyline or subject that centers on an underrepresented identity group. So that's what the Oscars have to... That's from the first category.
Sure.
Then there's group B, C, D.
No, again, I truly don't care.
Oh.
But if you want to keep going, I don't care.
Oh, I was just saying... Oh, I thought... Oh. Now I feel let down.
Why?
I don't... I thought... Because we were so excited to talk about the Oscars. Oscars were, like, our thing.
We talked about the Oscars.
Oh, that was it? That's all we're talking about?
I don't know. I wanted to
talk about the movies and stuff.
We can talk about the movies, yeah. Go through the list. The only one that I find really funny is Glenn Close is nominated for an Oscar and a Razzie for the same role.
Oh, was it? I didn't see it, so I don't know how bad it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like Ron Howard. as a director.
Really?
As a director.
I love Rush.
Okay.
The Daniel Brühl movie.
I understand. Okay. I'm aware.
So do you know what the best pictures are? What the nominations are?
The Sound of Music.
Nope. That was from like the fucking 40s or something.
No, the one where he
Sound of Metal?
The Sound of Metal.
We literally talked about that in like the second podcast or third podcast.
And then,
So The Father.
Okay.
Anthony Hopkins.
I liked that one better when it was Go Ask Alice.
What's that?
Or Ask Alice. It was the one with Julianne Moore.
Julianne
Moore. Where she had dementia and shit.
I didn't know that Julianne Moore had dementia.
In the movie, Ask Alice.
Oh, well, yeah, she won an Oscar or something for that. Then there's Judas and the Black Messiah, which you loved.
I liked it.
I didn't watch it. I stopped watching it. Mank?
I don't give a shit about that.
Really? You don't like David Fincher?
Not really.
Why?
No, he's okay. I don't like...
Gary Oldman?
Not anymore. He annoys me.
How?
I don't know. He just annoys me.
He's Severus... No, he's not Snape. He's the other one. I don't
give a shit if he was Harry Potter himself.
You don't like Daniel Radcliffe?
I love Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, I'm just tired of Gary Oldman.
You're old of the Oldman?
I'm growing old.
Growing old of Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
That should be the name. That's what we should name this podcast.
The episode.
The episode is Gary. Okay. All right. I like that. I'll never grow old of Gary Oldman, just to throw that out there. Mank, Minari, Nomadland. Did you see that?
No.
Hated it.
You watched
Thought it?
Thought
it was a boring... Yeah, because I love her.
Who?
Frances McDormand.
Her parents are buried around here.
We should go steal their skulls and then sell them for $1,000 a piece.
Okay.
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe they have precious jewelry on them.
I don't think so.
Would you ever rob a grave?
No.
Okay, hold on. Hold. I didn't even give you the stipulations.
Okay.
Post-apocalyptic time. We need to find bone marrow to fuel something. We have to dig them ourselves. We're only you and me are alive.
What year is it?
1926.
Okay.
It's in the past. It's like like steampunk.
Okay.
You would never rob a grave, is what you're saying.
Oh right, but you're giving me a
stipulations.
Scenario.
Yeah. You and I are from now in 1926. Zombie apocalypse. The only way to get back to the future? Bone marrow. Can we get enough? Aged bone marrow.
Wait. So we are robbing a grave to go back
to the future.
Now?
Yeah. From zombie apocalypse 1926.
But if the zombie apocalypse happened in 1926 and we were coming back to 2021, wouldn't the world just be 100 years worse than what it was when we left the zombie apocalypse in the 20s?
Listen, kid, you think about time travel, you're going to have a fried egg for a brain.
I don't know what that means.
It was in the movie Looper.
What?
Looper, the Ryan Johnson vehicle.
I've never seen Looper.
Oh, man. You never saw Looper? I thought we saw that in theaters together.
No. Was it a comedy?
No.
I'm joking.
I hate you.
It was a joke.
Promising Young Woman is the next movie on the list.
I like the idea.
Oh, I forgot we were talking about the zombie thing.
Because if we went back to the 20s to rob a grave...
Yes. No. No. Listen.
You said we would rob the grave to get the bone marrow.
Yeah.
The aged bone marrow.
The aged bone marrow.
Like it's cheddar cheese and a cheese.
I love cheddar.
Anyway.
I love cheddar.
But why wouldn't we just go... The whole time travel aspect of it makes no sense. Why would we just rob a grave now?
We're stuck back. You and I are tinkering. In this world, you and I are born to tinker. We're tinkerers.
Listen.
Stop.
No.
Because we're not just stinkerers. We're tinkerers. Because we both have bowel movement problems.
Yes.
We've got tummy troubles. Did you like that poster?
I loved that poster.
Did I get you a different one too?
Yeah.
Young love. Anyway.
All right. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what I'm about. Okay. So we take a time machine.
Yes.
Back to the 20s.
Yes.
So potentially if someone died in the 20s
mm-hmm.
and they were buried anywhere around here.
Uh-huh.
they would have jewelry
yeah.
on them
uh-huh.
that over the last 100 years would have been building value.
Okay, yeah.
So it would make more sense to dish, if we're like pitching an idea,
yeah,
a scenario,
it yeah. makes sense to I think if you're going somewhere, I like where you're going.
Ditch the time machine going back.
Oh.
What were you going to say?
We're robbing graves.
Yeah.
Now. No, wait.
It makes more sense because we get more money. If we're robbing graves for jewelry?
No, dude.
Stop. Are you strictly talking about bone marrow?
No.
Okay.
Now I'm not. Now, so, you started a creative process in my brain.
All right, let's hear
it. So we go back in time.
Yeah.
Why do we invent this time machine? To steal jewelry. How do we steal jewelry? We go back in time and then put it in a grave. And then we take the bone marrow from the bone to travel back to the future. Then we go back to that grave, take all the fucking gold and shit out of it. Who's going to dig up this grave in 100 years?
Wait a minute.
We go back to 1921.
All right. But wait. Do we go back empty-handed? We have no jewelry.
We have shovels.
That's all we have is a shovel.
And then we go around stealing. Like...
Okay.
We're cat burglars.
All right. So
it's you, me, and Beerus.
So it would be... stealing jewelry from rich people.
Anyone.
But people that are living, or a store.
There's this girl. She's 14 years old, because back then they married young. The love of her life, the 38-year-old Baron von Schnitzel, just gave her a wedding ring. He proposed to her. She's going home to tell her mother. It's a true rags to riches story. Mm-hmm. She walks by the unknown alleyway. Slam! Shovel to the fucking face. Tom! Look at that ring on her finger.
It's a big one.
That's our ticket, bud. That's going to get us that Tesla.
But wait, because I have to interject.
Okay.
The technology exists for a time machine.
Yeah. We invented on accident.
And our plan, instead of selling the blueprints,
we don't want that to get into the wrong hands, man.
Right, so our...
We're good, as we said, we're a pair of swell fellas.
But our main goal is to go back in time to make more work for ourselves.
My main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody. I digress.
We should just do one of these where we just quote vines back and forth to each other. Herodotus the Clitus.
Hi, my name's Jared. I'm 19 and I don't know how to fucking read. Isn't that one of them?
Welcome to Chili's.
Frishavakadu!
Look at this graph!
I'm in me mom's car!
Help me car!
Vroom vroom. Aww. Oh.
Right,
oh, so... No, we're not gonna sell. We can't. We're like Bill and Ted. We can't sell the fucking information because then the fucking people will be after us.
If we sell the information, who's going to be after us? It's not ours.
We turn billions of dollars. They want it to be a secret. And then we're also two fucking idiots that created this thing. What other things could we do?
What could we do with jewelry from the 20s?
No, but that's the thing. It gets better. The gold in the 20s was at a certain... it was at a certain level in the fucking Earth's crust or whatever that it got like a radiation in it from the solar system. And you and I, as genius level scientists, need that level of that radiation to use as a spaceship of sorts that can move at the speed of light or faster, so that we can explore the universe, so we can travel in time. And you and I are the first two Doctors Who's.
I have never said this and meant this in my life.
Genius, I know.
But I got about 4 words in and you lost me.
Really? How?
Yeah, I don't know.
Listeners, but if you're listening.
Because I'm trying to figure out what movie has to do with stealing bone marrow.
None.
Then how the fuck are we talking about this?
I don't know.
Robbing graves. What movie is about robbing graves?
Oh, that was taking someone who's Frances McDormand's parents.
Oh, right. We're gonna see.
We found our way back.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, Christ. So, yeah, that was Nomadland.
Right.
And that's what that's what that movie's about.
I was... Okay.
That's not what it's about.
No.
Promising Young Woman.
Which I'm excited to see.
Yeah, I want to see that. I like the Carey Mulligans.
Yeah.
Sound of Metal, as we spoke of. You and I.
Yes.
And probably like 7 hours ago.
What?
Because I feel like I'm...
I feel
like I'm eternal.
Right.
The Trial of the Chicago 7. That has Borat in it.
Yeah, I was told it was good. I don't know if I'm going to watch it.
I mean, yeah, if he was Borat the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, Borat, I like the one guy from Succession, though.
Which one?
Jeremy Strong? I don't know his name. Going on. What I don't you don't care anymore, so I don't want to talk about it.
No, we should just go through it. I'll tell you if I hate them or not.
Okay, best actress?
Yeah.
Ladies first.
Unlike the NCAA basketball team.
Oh God, I set you up for it.
You did. You really
that,
did.
The food that and genuinely
the food looked good. For the men.
For the men, yeah. But like best why? Actress.
I don't
okay.
know.
I can't speak for it, but I'm speaking out for it. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Best Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
I want to see it.
Don't know anything about it except for the Black Panthers in it.
Yeah.
Andra Day for The United States versus Billie Holiday.
Sure.
That's the movie about Billie Holiday.
Yeah, and The United States.
They fight her. It's about a boxing match. Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of a Woman. Now,
that I've been told is just 3 hours of someone putting together a 1,000-piece puzzle.
You're close. It's a Lego set.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Then there's Frances McDormand for Nomadland, right. And the way she finds that bone marrow. then Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman. It'll probably go to Andra Day, if not Frances McDormand.
Which one's Andra Day from?
For the Billie Holiday one.
Billie Holiday, yeah. Sure.
Best actor is Riz Ahmed for Sound of Metal.
Oh, give it to him.
That's where he fucking... He has a hammer.
He goes deaf.
Okay.
I was hoping we would continue to do what we were doing.
Oh.
And you continued to do what we were doing, and I put the stop to it.
Well, I was... Because what we did with the last one was we made up fake movie
things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly
and I, what I, we were I starting thought,
to do that, and I'm the one that was like...
You said a real thing
yeah,
instead of a fake thing.
Because I'm an idiot.
Chadwick Boseman from Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
That's the...
He's Black Panther.
No, that's the one where he gets frostbite on his ass.
Black Bottom. Racist, dude.
No! Because of Mr. Deeds.
Anthony Hopkins. Oh, yeah, his foot goes black.
His foot goes black because he...
Yeah, the and then he hit... He's like, go at it! And he whacked it. John Turturro, dude.
He's...
John Turturro. What did I say? Anthony Hopkins for The Father. Gary Oldman for Mank. And Steven Yeun for Minari. I think that's actually a world record or something. It's a thing.
Riz Ahmed and the kid from Walking Dead were the first two of their like
nationality
to be nominated.
Oh.
Yeah.
As much as you don't like The Walking Dead, which is fine cuz like it's not great.
Sure.
That man, I like him, Steve Young.
Sure.
Yeah. He's the voice of Invincible in the new Invincible series.
Oh, sick.
Did I ever have you read those comics?
No.
Well, that'll
I
be
just, for some reason, I went to the 2005 Marky Mark movie.
I like that movie, too,
That's
though.
A good movie.
I like the Eagles. I was thinking when, we have time, one of the episodes, we should go through... And, we should write who each other's favorite sports teams are and see, if we're right or not.
You know all of mine. I know most of yours.
I know, but that's why it'll be fun, so that, we have, a little fun thing.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'll just kill myself.
No. We can do... I want to play games.
I love playing games.
I want it to be just an hour and a half long episode of just us playing, like, Trouble. So everybody only hears...
Dude, did you know?
It's fun getting into Trouble.
Yeah! Then the director is the guy from Minari, someone named Emerald.
Emerald Lagasse.
Emerald Fennel.
Sure.
Like the seed for Promising Young Woman. David Fincher for Mank. Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. And Thomas... Oh, another round. Thomas Vinterberg. Why is it not... Oh, it's nominated for Best Foreign. But still, I think Mads Mikkelsen should be nominated.
For what? What was he in?
Another Round. It's from, like, his country. Where's, like, the supporting?
All right. We'll get into it next week. We can do supporting.
Okay, yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen is nominated for an Oscar.
Let's just do it this week.
I'm just throwing that out there.
No, I know. He's been nominated before. I thought he was nominated for Sweeney Todd.
Oh, was he?
I thought so.
Oh, that's pretty sick. Daniel Kaluuya, Leslie Odom Jr., Paul Raci, who's the deaf guy from Sound of Metal.
Right.
That's cool. Yeah. And Lakeith Stanfield.
I love him.
He's cool. He's okay.
Yeah.
He's like a good weirdo.
Sure.
I didn't finish that movie, but like him in like Atlanta and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And then I'll just run through the women real quick. Maria Bakalova for Borat. Glenn Close.
Is this supporting?
Yeah.
All right.
Glenn Close. Olivia Colman, who's perfect. I love her.
Yeah.
She won the Oscar for...
Yeah, she plays the
favorite.
Yeah.
She's the lady in the father.
Yeah, I know. She plays the Kristen Stewart character in this remake of Ask Alice.
Oh, okay.
No.
Amanda Seyfried.
Sure. For what?
She's in Mank.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Yu Jong-yun.
I'm going to go ahead and say Nomadland.
Minari.
That was close.
Racist.
How?
Because the Mongolians are a nomadic people.
Oh, my God, no. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I didn't...
You and your lineage of Oriental hate.
We took a time machine back to the 20s. My mind is permanently stuck there.
Oh.
And I apologize.
So in the sequel, I have to find a cure for racism.
In Nomadland 2?
Nomadland 2, Norman's Boogaloo.
Normanland 2...
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay, So you're now, and since we're back now and you have that hatred, you're starting MAGA 2.0. You have a website, MAGA2.0.com.
Hang on.
Because you're filled with hate.
I get it.
And what I have to save you. I have to stop racism.
I need to know what you're saying.
We're talking about Normanland 2.
Right, but what are you calling the hats? Or just the whole movement?
MAGA.
Okay.
Make America great again, MAGA.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Why? Did you think it was MAGA?
It is MAGA.
It's... Oh. Make... MAGA. Make America great A again. MAGA. Okay. It's the Wicked Witch of the East, dude!
She came down in a bubble! Alright, so whatever. MAGA, MAGA. Potato, potato.
Yeah, you say tomato, I say MAGA. Like magazine.
No, you say MAGA.
Oh, let's read this magazine.
Yeah, you're...
Who says MAGA?
You!
When?
What?
MAGA!
It's MAGA! You've been saying MAGA!
Yeah, MAGA!
Oh my God!
Guys, I smoked weed for the first time in a long time.
We
and I are not
prepared for this.
Listen, I'm the little turtle in the clouds from Mario. I'm just watching over. Hanging around. Sometimes I throw spiky turtles at you.
That are filled with bone marrow.
You and this bone marrow, dude.
Oh, okay.
You're a pill. What else are we going to talk about?
We could bring up the idea that we've been throwing out.
What's that?
On our party.
Oh.
Unless you want to plan it more.
I mean, we could. Oh, you wanted to throw it out to see how it filtered around.
No, we're going to do it.
But you said you want to talk about it to see what the idea, how
yeah,
the felt.
See, pebble, yeah, how if people you want felt. To.
Yeah, tell them.
If not.
I want you to tell them.
I don't
want to
tell them.
So, guys,
I'm like...
this summer of 2021, we're going to have a party. So we were the Sleepy Time Tea Party.
We were thinking it would be fun.
Say it together. Sleepy Time Tea Party. Dude.
But yeah, we were thinking it'd be fun if, you know, we have a bunch barbecue. Of us got together. Yeah. As long, you know,
and by a bunch of us, we're going to set up a time and place.
Yeah.
We're going to have whatever we're going to have. Mm-hmm. And just come. Yeah. More details to
more
come.
More details to come. But we're thinking about having a Sleepy Time Tea Party where there's pools and foods.
And woods. If you guys, we'll play Bobbing for Tea.
Bobbing for Tea.
Because of the Boston Tea Party. Oh, yeah, we were going to do it around the 4th of July because that's when the Tea Party, the original Tea Party happened, didn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You know, when did the Hold on. When did the Boston Tea Party happen? Jesus.
This is a bad one.
This episode?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
They can't all be gold.
Yeah, so far I'm having a great time. December 16th. Too cold for...
What year?
1773.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so that... Oh, because 1776 is when we became America.
Yeah.
Because... So that's when we gained fuck our, you, England.
Hey, that's when we gained our independence from the English. Okay.
Yeah, the English.
We became America. We were America before.
English fan.
Fan.
Fan. I know. Gave you coins.
No, I see, and I love them, and I'm gonna frame them, and I'm gonna.
Oh, one of our listeners said that if you badmouth Helena Bonham Carter again, they're gonna take back what they said about your soft voice.
Well, I wasn't expecting a compliment or anything on my.
That's what we literally have a public compliment.
Comlin. So I'm going to double down and say she is one of the ugliest people in Hollywood.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
I'll bring my wife up here and she'll tell you.
My wife. What was I just looking up?
Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, no. No. I was looking up our...
comment?
God, if you say another fucking word, dude.
What?
Stop. This is my podcast now. I'm taking over. No. Oh, they said Tom's soft voice and random pops of flair when talking about... when talking about certain things. Then in parentheses, hearing him go from soothing to frustrated about his...
No! Hang on.
Killed me, LOL.
Who said that?
That was fan... it was on...
This table's fucking me.
This table, yeah. Real Hold on, hard. Pause the podcast. Pausing the podcast. Sorry about that.
Little technical difficulties.
Well, I got a little too comfortable.
I think what happened. Sunk. I think what happened was I badmouthed Helena Bonham Carter and I was.
Thank God.
I apologize.
Thank God. Thank you.
To anyone who has God poor above. Taste.
Got baby Jesus born and raised. Left leg around where he spent most of his days. Oh man.
Oh my God. Auntie and Uncle in Israel.
What?
Guys. Welcome.
Welcome to the Sleepy Time Tea.
Welcome to Sleepy Time Tea. I'm Norman.
And I'm Thomas.
And I have an extremely small penis.
And I have an oversized clit.
Oh. This is bad. This is so bad.
What?
Let's talk about that pizza. Because maybe everybody wants to know.
Maybe.
What's the name of that pizza place?
One of the last podcasts, we talked about Liz's Mezzo Mezzo in Pittston, Pennsylvania.
It's a pizza place.
Yeah.
Which, have you ever been inside of it?
Yeah.
It looks wonderful.
No.
Yeah.
It's an Italian guy that went, hey, who do I like? Fucking gabagool.
No.
And it's just all...
I don't think you've ever been in the same place.
In Liz's Mezzo Mezzo, it's all Frank Sinatra shit, then there's Superman shit.
Yeah.
It's right. It's tacky.
I like it.
You love old Red Robin.
That's true.
I like new Starbucks Red Robin.
What?
Because everything's just plain and stupid. I don't actually like that.
We should go to Red Robin. I want to go to Red Robin.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I gotta do school.
Oh.
All day. Because I didn't do any today.
What are you doing next weekend?
School.
Really?
Yeah. I'm that far behind. I'm like...
What if we go, like, when we do the next podcast?
Like, record there?
No, I don't think we can do that.
I don't think we can.
But just, we just go, we can go pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it back to the home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do tight bite of that.
So Lizzo's Mezzo Mezzo.
Yeah.
That was, we...
It tasted different than the last time I got it, which is unsettling.
I was a little let down, but...
I was unsettled.
But it was good. I would have rather Togo's. Togo's.
Whatever it is, I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's Togo. I don't know what it is.
I'll ask them next time I go.
Yeah. There's so many people... We should just keep getting Maroni's.
Oh, until they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not dead. You know what I mean.
Oh, well, they're already dead. Stop. That's why they're closing.
I know. So we've run out of content.
Oh, no. No, we didn't run out of content. I asked a question.
Who, when?
Like last week before we were supposed to record. Mm. But, I mean, it'll at least work now, I think.
Yeah, sure.
There's only a few things I know. One of them... Oh, let's see, we have a message. Someone clapped. Thank you for clapping, Sarah.
Yay, clap back.
Clap back. Give her a clap, do it. Give her a clap. Why aren't you clapping?
Oh.
Thank you.
You're looking for the question.
I'm looking for the messages. Is what I'm looking for. Oh yeah, the question I asked. So I'm looking for the archive. I'm looking for the archive.
You're making so much work for me.
I mean, I'm not. The people, I tell you 100% right now, leave this like this. The people will love this. There's I asked for the feelings and opinions on the show.
On our show?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I responded and said, so good. Because, like, hey, you're doing so good, buddy.
Wait, you responded?
Yeah, to the whole thing. To our own thing. God. Our friends of the show, you met them when we went to Knoebels, Cass and Alicia. They love us. They think you're great.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Hilarious. So entertaining. How fun is that? Thank you, Cass and Alicia.
Me?
You? Yeah, they love you.
What is?
They don't like me. They said I sound too fat.
Where do you see that it's directed at me, though?
Oh, because I talked to them personally. This right here is just for.
Sure.
Megan Itis said, "Fucking amazing! It is literally the only thing I look forward to on Mondays now."
Again, I thought that said Megan Tits. I am so sorry.
It's apology not accepted, dude.
Apology not needed.
Listen. But yeah, like, do you like being the beginning of the week?
What do you mean?
I think starting the week with this just, like, this nonsense, this fun, is the perfect thing people need in these days, these times.
This would confuse... If I didn't know you...
Yeah.
Or me...
Yeah.
This would confuse the fuck out of me.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think this is good. I'm going to tell you right now, this is content.
So wait, someone said that they like it early in the week?
Well, that's the only thing I look forward to on Mondays.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think you and I are a good way to start the week.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think Beard is good. Beard D good, yeah.
Beard Disgood.
Or B... Artist good. I keep hearing about this official podcast dog. Can we get an awa awa? Awa awa. All right. I don't know what that's. It must be a Canadian thing. Do you want to... Hey, you know what? It's been a fun week.
Yeah.
You want to do some would you rathers?
We could.
Okay. You want a few? I got a few.
Yeah. The more the merrier at this point. It keeps some form.
Would.
Yep.
You rather not ever be able to leave your house without carrying a DVD copy of Paul Blart Mall Cop, or you permanently lose your sense of smell?
I mean, I always carry Paul Blart in my pocket.
Let's leave the humor to the girls. I don't mean that in, like, a negative sense that girls aren't funny. I just meant the girls downstairs.
Girls are funny. Get over it.
I love Lisa Lampanelli. She's not on the roasts anymore.
I don't know. The smell, I think...
I like smelling things.
So
especially if I'm going to... Like, before I eat, like, chocolate or whatever, I love the smell of chocolate.
Yeah.
Hershey's Chocolate World.
Hershey's Chocolate.
I almost fell the last time we went before it's the ghost show.
Chocolate. Hershey's Great American Chocolate. Well,
it's gotta be the milk. Dude, I love milk. Hey, let me ask you and then ask them too. Do you drink just like a glass of milk?
We buy 2 to 3 gallons at a time and they last maybe 2 days.
You drink a lot of milk?
I drink a lot of
milk. Dude, I love milk.
Yeah.
And not that nut stuff.
I've tried almond milk, I think.
I tried to say goodbye and I choked.
I drink a lot of milk.
Yeah, okay. There's people that are, like, there's weird about milk.
Yeah, like, oh, I like it in cereal and that's it.
I
like it at all
times. I love a nice, especially with pizza.
I was going to say that.
Are we touching each other? We're touching each other. All right. So would you rather carry lose your sense of smell or the DVD?
I don't know. I think the
DVD. I'm carrying the DVD. I need my sniffer, dude.
Because also, you don't know when you're going to run into Kevin James.
Touché.
On the street, you know.
Here comes the boom.
Here comes the boom.
That's the last movie I saw with my mom before she died.
Oh, my God.
Would you rather automatically say, ahoy, me, when you get an erection, or shiver me timbers when you come?
Oh, shiver me timbers
when you come. Hell yeah, dude. Because I don't want to be at the fucking grocery store like, ahoy, matey. Sometimes you see a peppercini and that thing looks flavorful.
Could you imagine, though, if every time you got an erection, you had, like, your body just, like... It wasn't...
Everyone
there was
knows.
No way to hide it.
Yeah, you, like shivered or something?
Yeah.
But then also, like, imagine every time you're with a girl and you're just, like it's the moment and she's just... You guys are into it and you just have to be like, shiver my timbers. Like, or you just fucking go full force.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know, man. I'm
definitely going shiver me timbers.
Yeah, I'm not yelling ahoy, matey. No. Not on the beach, dude. I don't get... You know what? I don't really get boners in public anymore. Is that, like, a young kid thing?
Is that
like when we were like when it starts up for us in the beginning when we're revving the engines? Yeah. I never got a boner in school. I remember like in sex ed that they're like it's gonna happen all the time. Listen, you're gonna be hard forever.
Hang on, because we just had this conversation that we didn't have sex ed.
We had a health class, quote unquote,
that talked about penises for 1 week.
A week is a long time.
So what? You're gonna get erections where?
Like, what? Yeah. Everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you just never
did you get a boner at school?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
I have what the doctors call shaky legs, and when I do that, and I'm just free-balling.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The little doodads dingle-dangling around there.
Yeah.
Getting stimulated.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, stimulate me now, dude. You hear me?
All right, go to the next one.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah, what would you do?
Oh, shiver me timbers. That was the whole fucking conversation. Would you rather poop in the only toilet at a party knowing that you'll clog it, or poop in the bushes in the backyard risking getting caught? I'm pooping in the goddamn toilet.
I'm pooping in the toilet.
I don't care who's cleaning that up.
Clogged several.
Not my house. Not my problem.
I like that, yeah.
Thanks, bud.
I'll never go. No. Outside? No, I can't.
Did I ever tell you the story of when I pooped outside?
No.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Cool. I don't want to tell it.
Oh, okay.
I'm joking. Fucking, of course I'm telling it. So, I'm living with our friend, and he has to go to work in the morning. He's not driving for a while. I'm not going to say his name because you're just going to bleep it out anyway. So I drive him to work, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm driving back home, and I'm like, man, I've never gotten a council cup. And I just drive up to council cup, where you walk up to the top of that hill, you can see over like all of Berwick and shit. Mm-hmm. That's pretty sick. Yeah. That's pretty fun. Yeah. Walking back down the hill, what happens? Bubble gut. It's time to party. It's time to rock and roll.
Sure.
So, lean up against a tree, legs out, you know what I mean? It's just like... All speed ahead.
Yeah.
Boom. Job's done. Mm. Ain't got nothing to wipe with.
You're on the side of the road?
I'm in the woods.
Oh, okay.
Up by the cliffs of Council Cup.
Sure.
Where thousands of people a year visit and take photographs. And here's me shitting on a tree.
Right.
Has to happen. I'm alone. 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
I have nothing to wipe. I use my socks. I'm like, I can toss some socks. It's fine. I got a lot of socks. I'm a man who buys a lot of socks at a time.
Yeah.
Do you buy socks?
I do.
What kind of socks do you like?
I like ones with cartoon characters on them.
Oh, that's true. I did. Yeah. Sock.
Right.
Got the sock.
Right.
Going for the cleanse.
Uh-huh.
Hands touching the crack. Doing the cleanse. I look up. What do I see?
People.
Fucking
a deer.
A deer,
you've told me this.
I've told you this story.
I'm sorry.
Goddamn deer staring right at me, hand in my bee hole. Not my entire hole, but I'm cleansing and I go, oh shit. I don't actually say oh shit out loud, but.
Right, yeah, well, you don't want to offend the deer.
But like a deer, what did that deer watch me caca?
Who cares? Do you ever watch a deer caca?
No.
Oh, I have.
Really? In the real world?
It's beautiful.
Wait, IRL?
Yeah.
Where?
Jolise's cousins have a deer.
They have a deer?
Well, I don't know if they still have it, but we went for a graduation party once, and they had, like, a pet deer that was, like, not in a cage or anything. But it was just there. Yeah. So I've seen deer poop.
That's sick.
A deer pooping.
Not about the deer pooping, but just having a cool buddy deer.
Yeah.
Would you rather poop every time you orgasm or have a 5% chance that you will say a racial slur in every conversation you have? That's a rough one. I don't want to be pooping, dude.
No, that's bad.
Especially in that, like you're going to have to, like, you're going to have to be on bottom every time and have to, like, get, like, a hole, like a secret hole in your bed or something.
Yeah. I'm going...
Bedpan's probably good.
I'm going racial slur. As much as I...
You meet Barack Obama, and you're just, he's just like...
Stop.
Like, you're just, he's just shaking hands, but to you, he stops and he goes, yeah, like that magic hat, son. And then you gotta respond, and within that little tidbit, you might say the N word.
I might, but I could
the G say, word?
I could say...
The S word? The squid word?
Ayo!
Like Tourette's almost.
Yeah.
That's
literally what...
Oh, so you would rather have Tourette's, but only this specific racial slur Tourette's.
Rather than shitting every time I come, yes.
Yeah. It's a lot of poop.
It's so much.
Yeah.
Make masturbating even harder.
I didn't even think of that. My sister's calling. Should we put her on the podcast?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's. Why not? This one's off the chains.
Hey. Amanda?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah?
Just so you know, you're on the podcast right now.
Oh, well, that's bad timing.
Why?
Why are you pooping? Because that's what we're talking about.
No.
Why? Should you not want to be on the podcast right now?
I don't care.
I'll cut it off.
I'll talk about what I was going to talk about.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can talk about. Well, if you want the world to know. Listen, we have listeners in Europe.
In Europe?
Yeah, in Europe.
Okay.
Give them a shout out. Say hi.
Yo, what up, Europe?
Man,
it's not that kind of show.
No, that's a good show. Wait, what do you mean it's not that kind of show? It doesn't matter. What? Talk about something real quick.
I don't know what we're talking about.
What we were talking about?
Racial slurs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, like when we were in the pool and you just, like, swam by me. No, let me stop, because...
I remember that. No, all I...
Culture for that.
That's not a racial slur. That was...
Let me ask you the question that was at. Let me ask you the question that was asked to us, okay?
Okay.
Would you rather poop every time you orgasm, or have a 5% chance that you will say a racial slur in every conversation you have?
You're my brother, so, like, because I have a story about the first one.
No! Wait!
Amanda, Norman he's left the room. He is no longer in earshot. We are going to hear what you have to say.
No. I never pooped, but, like, or farted before.